96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There's a new story being told about the black consumer and black buying power. They are changing, and their ability to buy is growing. According to a new report by Nielsen, black consumers have more education, more money, and are more diverse than ever before. But what does that mean? And what are they doing with their money? Well, we're talking about that with Andrew McCaskill. He is Senior Vice President of Corporate Communication for Nielsen. Lines are open. Give me a call if you have a question or a comment about that at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Of course, you can hit me on Twitter at The Daily Drum. That is hashtag The Daily Drum. Mr. McCaskill, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited, too. Very interested in hearing about this. Okay, tell me about this report. It's called the Nielsen 2015 African-American Consumer Report. That's the short version. I'm going to get into the title, the longer title, in a bit, but tell me about it.
What we did this is our fifth year doing the African American Consumer Report. A little, just a snippet about Nielsen. Nielsen operates in 106 countries around the world, and we measure for companies what consumers watch and what consumers buy. And we got together at Nielsen, and we realized that the demographics of the United States are rapidly changing. And there are a lot of misperceptions out there about minority consumers. There are a lot of misperceptions out there about African-American consumers. And what we wanted to do with this study, last year we looked at African-American women and their consumption habits. And this year we decided to look at the black middle class. And a lot of what we found is incredibly counterintuitive to what you may hear on, you know, when you're listening to the news and watching television every day. It's counterintuitive to the way the African-American community is presented oftentimes in mainstream media.
Explain that.
Sure. Listen, you and I know that there's no shortage of coverage of the challenges that plague the black community. Those negative statistics are recycled so often, they really become the only stories that anyone ever hears. But Nielsen decided to take a look at the untold story about blacks in this country and really show a more accurate view of this really incredibly diverse community. So we found four real buckets of information that we thought were really important that we wanted to bring out. The first one is immigration. People do not typically think of immigration as an African American or a black issue, but it really is. Immigration is a huge issue for the African American community, and I think with us moving into an election year, that's really important. Here's what the numbers show. One in 11 African Americans is an immigrant. By 2060, one in six African Americans will be an immigrant. The black immigrant population in the United States has quadrupled since 1980. That's really important, and it's really important to take a look at that because black immigrants also tend to be U.S. citizens. They get their citizenship pretty quickly upon moving to this country. So I think that's really important for as we begin to really take a hard look at the electorate and the immigration issue as well.
Well, let me ask you this, because I want to make sure that we're clear in explaining how you came up with this information. You're not suggesting that the information that we've heard, not only in mass media, but we've talked about quite a bit on this program as well, that there are still financial and economic issues within the African American community as a whole. What you're suggesting is that you pulled out of the broad spectrum of the African-American community, and you looked specifically at the middle class, those that have either recovered from the Great Recession, those that are working, those that are gainfully employed, those that are still that are doing well as far as being entrepreneurs and are not still struggling from the housing crisis and the like. Is that correct?
So that's correct. I mean, what we did was we looked at African American consumers across the entire spectrum. Yes, we did. But what we pulled out were some really interesting facts about the African American community that are completely accurate, completely true, but that you don't often hear. Take a look. I mean, I'll give you another example from as it relates to education.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage of black high school graduates enrolled in college jumped last year to 70.9%. That's exceeding both whites and Hispanics. So I think that's a really important statistic for us to talk about, is that one, high school graduation, of those black high school graduates, 70.9 of them are enrolling in colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important thing. One, it's a great way for us to start to begin to look at why we say that African Americans are increasingly becoming more and more educated and what that means for the future of those high school graduates and college entrants as it relates to potential income levels and income growth over the next few years.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about black buying power, the black consumer, and a new report by the Nielsen Company that suggests that black consumers have more education, more money, and are more diverse than ever before. But what does that mean? Of course, I'm talking to Andrew McCaskill. He is Senior Vice President of Corporate Communication for Nielsen. So, moving on, why do you suspect that this is important when you're talking about black buying power? What does it say about African Americans and consumerism?
I think what it says is that once you take a look at, you know, people will oftentimes lump African Americans and say, oh, well, it's only African Americans are only 14% of the population. But if you look at that 14% of the population and you put that into another context and you say African Americans make up 44 million citizens in the United States, 44 million is a number that you can't ignore, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at affluence and income levels for African Americans, at every income level above $60,000, black income growth outpaced white income growth from 2005 to 2013. That's not to say that every African American in the country is making $60,000 a year or making $100,000 a year, but in those categories, as it relates to every category above the $60,000 mark, African Americans salaries are increasing faster above the $60,000 mark, faster than their white counterparts,
Mm-hmm.
The percentage of black households earning $200,000 or more increased 138% from 2005 to 2013.
Let me go to the phones real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Mary Ann, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling, Mary Ann. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say that if we have trillions of dollars of buying power that's being suggested, that we need to leverage that in terms of spending our dollars more wisely in businesses that appreciate us. And since we seem to be getting discriminated more so economically with housing and jobs, that we leverage that buying power, and since we're the ones fueling these businesses, and get some respect, because as they say, hit them in the pocket and they'll pay attention to you.
Marianne, so. Do you feel as a consumer that you are often overlooked, neglected, or not respected in the marketplace?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think it's maybe more so because the, let me just say this. I shop online more so now because I'm a little bit older. I don't really like going to the stores that much anymore because of the fact that you tend to be mistreated in terms of just being there. You know, people overlook you. You come into the store, they, you know, want to act as though that you're trying to take something. And I don't feel like being put through that.
Interesting. Thank you so much for your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me ask you quickly, because this goes to really the heart, Mr. McCaskill, of what Marianne was just talking about. And we know for years, Nielsen has not, when it comes to, for example, television viewing, you have not had a lot of families of color as Nielsen families. That has changed considerably over the past, I dare say, what, 10 years, 15 years or so. And there's been a great push to get even more families of color as Nielsen families. Can you talk to me very briefly, because I've got to go to a break and we can talk about it a little bit more on the other side. How do you become a Nielsen family so that your viewing voices for families of color can be heard through the television?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right. Nielsen families and Nielsen panels are currently and for about the last 10 years reflective of the U.S. Census, right? So our panels are exactly reflective of the U.S. Census. So we've long moved past that point. I think if African Americans want to have their voices heard, Nielsen absolutely wants to let them have their voices heard. If you're ever asked to fill out a Nielsen survey, please say yes. We need more African Americans, people of color in general, to respond when you get that postcard in the mail from Nielsen, or you're at an event where there's a Nielsen survey. We're everywhere from the Essence Music Festival to 100 Black Men conferences and women's conferences and all over the country.
Well, hold that.
African Americans are.
Hold that point, because I want to drill down a little bit more to talk about why that is significant. And then I'm going to go back to this Black consumer spending power. And somebody hit me up on Facebook. They've got an issue that they want to address as well. Ronnie, stay on the line. I know you have an issue you want to address. Line still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. This conversation on the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue in just a few seconds. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown coming up next on WHUR 96.3. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.